This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. A special edition of Your Money Matters, brought to you by our good friends at Affordable Interest Mortgage, AIMortgage.net. Their number is 720-895-0500. And joining us today, the owner, Mr. Kurt Rogers. We're doing our own show today.
We're doing our own show. It's kind of like Bear in here. It's just you and I and Charlie.
Exactly, yeah.
And then we get to look at these mountains. You know,
I got to tell you,
sitting here on the 12th floor of this building and looking out at those mountains, I'm like, well, I could have an office here pretty easy.
No doubt.
It takes some of the stress off.
Absolutely.
Spring, summer, fall, winter, it doesn't matter. Those things are just gorgeous.
No, and sometimes with the lighting and the way the snow hits, it makes the foothills just look closer, too.
Very crisp. So, you know, we talk about pollution, but, you know, I don't see much.
Okay. Pretty good today. Absolutely.
Pretty good today.
Well, rates.
Yeah. Don't we love them?
Seems like we've seen a little bump in those. So how's that affecting us right now?
Well, a lot of people, yeah, rates are going up, but let's put it into perspective. We're still in the fours. Okay. I mean, you and I have got enough gray hair. We've bought homes to where they were double digits. We've gotten so used to the fact that rates were in the threes that now they're in the fours. Everybody's kind of saying, well, the housing market's going to slow down. We're going to have this problem. It's kind of coincidental that as they raise the rates, we're coming into the fall and the availability of homes. For about the last year to 2 years, we've had less than 4,000 homes available for sale in any one given month. And that's way below the average. It's normally between 16 and 18,000. Well, right now we have about 8,000. So people say, well, rates are going up. There's more homes available. The market's going to stop. No, it's really not. It's still moving along. There's still people buying homes now because even at 4% or 4.5% or 4.75%, it's still a good rate. You can still buy a lot of nice homes.
Sure.
Home values aren't depreciating. I mean, for the last couple of years, homes have been appreciating at, 8, 9, 10%. That's going to settle, but so no, the market is still doing very well. There's a lot of people now that are actually refinancing their home because of the equity that they've earned in it to pay off some debt to get prepared for the different times of year. So it's actually, with the values the way they are, it's a good time to refinance. And some of the people are doing the smart thing, and they're trying to become what I call being mortgage safe. Because you never know what the future holds, so they're preparing themselves in case something happens.
Right. So you sit down with somebody, and they maybe call you about refinancing. What's a few interview questions right there to see if it's a good thing for them to refinance?
Well, one of the things I will ask them, I said, okay, where are you now? What are you looking at trying to change? I had a guy call me this morning, and he says, I have this mortgage now. I want to pull out some cash. I want to find out the best way for him to get his cash. I said, how much do you want? He said, well, I could want $50,000 or I could want $200,000. Depends on if I buy a fix or flip. So we talked about different options.
Mm-hmm.
I need to find out what you have and where you want to go to kind of give you the best option. In some cases, I'll just tell you, if you're looking for a little bit of cash payoff debt, you don't need to refinance the home. You can get a second mortgage and you can make that work and it'll work very well. And it costs a whole lot less. Instead of going through refinancing the whole home. In other cases, that's the best way to accomplish what you want.
Right. So if somebody has a first and a second, sometimes they can refinance those and just make that one
deal? Yes.
Okay.
There's a lot of people that have first and seconds, and they want to put them together and have just one loan at a fixed payment. What they'll normally do in that case, when those folks call, because of the payment range that they're in, we're actually able to cut the term. They don't have to go back to a 30-year. We might put them in a 22-year, keep their payment the same, but make it all work. Because normally the second mortgage is an interest-only mortgage. So when they make the switch, what that payment would have been if they go to switch is going to change. So we can actually take shorter terms. So you're not re-amortizing that loan for another 30 years, and you're keeping your equity and
right.
still be able to pay it off pretty fast.
Is that easy thing to change? Let's say their second is an interest-only. Is that an easy thing to switch over?
No.
To?
In most banks that have second mortgages that, that are HELOCs. There's a difference between a HELOC and a HELOAN. A HELOC is a common terminology for second mortgages, but a HELOC means home equity line of credit. Line of credit means you have access to it. Okay. Means it can go up and down. It's normally interest only. It's normally for 10, maybe 15 years, then converts to principal and interest. A HELOAN is a fixed loan for a period of time. Now, a HELOC might go 30 years, but a HELOAN will normally go 15, 20, maybe 25. So, but it's fixed. It doesn't move no matter what happens. Sometimes that's good for people. Sometimes the HELOC. If you know you're going to remodel your house and you just need $20,000, $30,000 and you can make that extra payment, pay it off quick, HELOC's a good idea to do. Rates are normally cheaper. Payment's better. It's easier to work.
But that's why it's important to sit down with someone like yourself that will really take the time with people to make them understand all the different programs that are available.
A lot of people don't understand how their loan works. And I've actually, I got certified by DORA the other day. I'm now going to be teaching class to realtors about financial solutions for people to buy their homes. And what I've learned over the time is, if you look at a 30-year mortgage, why it's a common mortgage, almost 90% of all mortgages in this country are 30-year fixes. 6% are 15. That leaves 4% for everything else, which is amazing to me, especially when you look at the fact at a compound interest loan, if you borrow $300,000 and you borrow it at 4.25%, you're going to pay back 71% of that back to the bank. So you're actually going to pay, for every $10 you borrow, you're going to pay $7.10 in interest, because it's compound interest. It's not simple interest.
Right.
And the majority of that is paid in the first 6 to 8 years, which is what most people will either refinance or sell their home within that period of time. So while it's a great mortgage, I'm not trying to talk you out of it, I will explain to you there are other ways not to spend all that money in interest and own your home faster, or ways to cut back. I'm not against 30-year fixed, but I think that there's other ways that you can save $100,000 and it don't cost you a whole lot of money to do it.
Right. Kurt Rogers is with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, if you'd like to talk to Kurt, you can give us a call, 303-477-5600. Their website is aimortgage.net. So we look at values. Man, home values of what they've done. And of course, Mike Hills was with us recently.
Yes.
And he's talked about his first one that he bought and all the different things. And from an investment standpoint, can they continue at that kind of increase of rate?
No. I mean, it's just, it's like, can the price of cars keep going up? People keep buying them? No. I mean, they're going to, but you have to find different ways to finance them. You have to find different ways to own them, because what do they say? The average price of a home now is, what, $520? You have to make $110,000 a year to afford a $500,000 house under the current debt-to-income ratios. So they can't, will they continue to go up? You know, some people say, well, Colorado's becoming California with home values. I think that the values have gone up, but I hope that we don't ever think we have the mentality of those folks in California. Not that it's wrong. You can live out there in the West. And this is Colorado. This is the West. We have a different way we look at things here.
Right.
And we want more space. We don't want to be crowded in like there. So I think that the values will continue to go up, and not at the 8%, 9%. And Mike and I were talking about this the other day. We both believe that home values in the home market will continue to increase probably through June of next year. Now, by then, you're going to see a couple rate increases, and that's okay. It's not going to hurt anything. Doesn't move the payments that much. But what it's eventually going to do is it's going to slow the market down to closer to 2 to 3% a year. Now, 2 to 3% on a $500,000 house, it's 10 to 15 grand.
Sure.
So again, we're still not doing bad, but we're not doing like in California where a 1,200 square foot house is running for $750,000. That's not happening here, average home.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to stop. I do think you'll see some areas start to settle. Values are a little bit overinflated and they'll kind of come back down. The high demand areas will always be the high demand areas.
Sure.
It's always going to be the case. You want to live down by Washington Park, it's always going to cost you a little bit more for the same square footage.
Right. So is that another term? We hear this in the financial industry a lot, market correction.
Yes.
Is that kind of what this would be?
That is. You're going to see it in the stock market. You're going to see it here. There's going to be a correction You know, it's nice when your savings account goes up really well, but then all of a sudden it's going to settle back down. It's going to correct because of expenses. Those things are going to happen, and it doesn't mean it's going to fall back into 2008. I've been doing a lot of research over the last couple of months, and the indicators on the economy are so strong that the interest rates can continue to go up and not hurt the economy. I know we have political leaders that say all these things. They're just coming at it from politics, not from the economic side of it. While I'd like rates to stay low, and I think it will slow my business down, it's still okay for it to happen. It's not going to hurt us.
Right.
I think it actually kind of keeps things settled because unemployment is, what, 3-something? It's insane.
Yeah, really low.
I mean, it's really low. And that doesn't mean that there's only 3% of the people unemployed. It just means that there's others, but not near like what it was before.
Sure.
So it's not going to really hurt us.
Okay.
At least I don't see it. I'm still here. I've been doing it for 20 years.
Right.
Kind of lucky.
So when we talk about credit scores and rates and all that, let's talk about that a minute because we've talked about it a lot of times. It's never too early to call you to try to get the ball rolling, so to speak, or at least to see where people are because they may need a few months to do something, and it may be something that you can help them correct pretty quickly.
We've been talking about that for a while, and I truthfully have about 15 to 18 people that have come to me, and we've gone through the process, and they're gaining the education on what it takes to buy the home they want or refinance the home or do this or improve their credit. So they're in all that rebuild phase to get ready. And if the rates do this, they're okay. So, yeah, I recommend it because trying to go out at the last minute and say, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to close in 30 days, it has a tendency to cause you more problems because you don't know necessarily what to expect, what loan you will qualify for, how long it may take. You know, sometimes somebody might say, well, you need to go do a conventional and a VA loan's a better loan for you. Some realtors will try to talk you out of that, and that's not a good thing. You need to know all your options
right. So
you can find out what works best for you. And if you decide instead of doing a 30, you want to do a 26 and you can handle that payment, you can see all the money you can save. So it's all free. We just sit down with you, have a conversation. I have more than one. I keep you on record, and we talk back and forth.
So what would you say is the main difference, someone saying, well, hey, I can just go down to my bank and talk about a mortgage. Why should I come to Affordable Interest Mortgage? How are they different?
That's one of my most favorite questions, Scott. You know that. At a bank, understand at this point, banks only do about 40% of all mortgages, in the country. Hmm. Credit unions do about 9%. The rest is done by other people, i.e. people like myself. One of the reasons the majority of the people come to us is because we have more options. A bank is limited to what they want to loan money on, the way they want to do it. Mm-hmm. They only have limited products. Not all products fit. If you're getting a 30-year fixed, again, understand they're trying to run a bank. So they have much more expense than I do. One of the advantages of a mortgage broker, my expenses are just my office and my salary. It's pretty inexpensive. Instead of running a big business like a bank that has all these other costs, they got to factor them in. So with us, we're able to sit and listen, ask you the questions, find the loan that you want, and then say, okay, this will work for you. Here's how we can do it. And in my 20 years, I can count on one hand the times a bank has been able to offer you a better product for less money.
Right.
It just doesn't happen because I have more options. Mm-hmm. I personally deal with probably 13, 14 different lending institutions to find the loan that fits you, whether it's self-employed, whether it's the asset manager, whether it's a VA or FHA or USDA or first-time home buyer. There are so many different products that might fit you that the bank can't offer you.
Right. This is a special edition of Your Money Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. When we come back, we're going to see what Kurt sees in his crystal ball for 2019 here for our market in Denver. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
November is Senior Pets Month at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Did you know that if your dog or cat is 7 years old, they're actually a senior citizen? All through November, bring your pet in to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for their senior pet check. And you'll be entered into their weekly drawing for one of their fabulous senior pet gift baskets. Call today and schedule your senior pet check, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Help your pet live a long and healthy life. Call now, 303-708-8050, or check them out at LoneTreeVet.com.
Rates are going up. How do you protect your home if times get tough again? While we don't expect a repeat, there may be challenges. Learn how to become mortgage safe. Does your current mortgage make your payment for you if you can't? Do they allow you to access your equity for that unexpected emergency? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Thousands have learned how to become mortgage safe by not continuing to pay compound interest. That's interest on interest. Why continue to pay over 70% of what you borrow back to the bank in excessive interest? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Own your home faster, pay simple interest, and save thousands while paying principal first. Everything I mentioned can be done with one loan. With home values going up, now is the time to become mortgage safe. Protect your home and your family. Take AIM, your locally owned and operated broker since 2001. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. NMLS 298191, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
We are back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, special edition of Your Money Matters, here with Mr. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500. Kurt is happy to visit with you by phone. You can slip by their office over in Greenwood Village, Arapahoe, Quebec area. But give him a call. If you've got any questions about mortgages, he will be glad to help you out. Refinancing, reverse mortgages, they do it all. 720-895-0500. So, Kurt, you mentioned this in our first segment here, and I want to go back and touch on a few things. The term mortgage safe.
Yes.
So let's go through that a little more in detail.
The way I look at it is if you bought your house or you refinanced your house, let's say within the last 3 or 4 years, and let's say you borrowed $350,000. That's what you own the house. But now the house is worth, or you paid $350,000, now the house is worth $500,000. We all know eventually, and we talked about it in the first segment, there's going to be a correction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when there's a correction, there'll be some people that will lose jobs. Doesn't matter at the beginning of 2019, the end of it, or 2020. It's more likely going to happen. So money's going to get a little tight. For some of us, we firmly remember what happened in 2008.
Sure.
So by being mortgage safe, what I mean is you have the opportunity now that will eventually stop within, I estimate, about 6 months to be able to tap into that equity at a very nominal cost. I'm recommending to some clients that they go out and get a second mortgage. Get that HELOC. You care less what the rate is because you're probably never going to pay it unless you need it. But go out, let's say you got $350,000 in the house, now worth five, go out and get a $40,000, $50,000 second mortgage. Basically, all you have to do is pay for a little title work, a little paperwork, a couple hundred dollars. And there's many credit unions that I deal with that I send people to. Just go get the loan. So they have the loan. Don't charge it. I'm not telling you to go borrow the money to spend it. I'm telling you to borrow the money like a savings account on your house. Mm-hmm. So if there's speed bumps, if the economy settles and it starts going down, and if your income goes down and you start having financial trouble and you can't make your mortgage payment, guess where it's sitting? It's already sitting in the mortgage.
Sure.
Write the check. So you're protecting yourself. And in the example I can give you, in 2008, I was teaching people back then the same thing. And several of my clients have, and neighbors, one of my neighbors has it, she has the loan to where she had equity built into her house that she could tap. She worked for a company called Oppenheimer. She was unemployed for 18 months. Now, she was the major breadwinner of the family. So they lost about 60% of the income. Well, their bills didn't go down by 60%.
I don't care who you are. Yeah. 18 months.
18 months was a long time.
That's pressure.
Her son still was going to high school. He still needed to do what he needed to do. So they were able to use that equity to continue to make their payments, their car payment, their food, their groceries, everything they needed, they made them. 18 months later, when she was able to get a job back and start to stabilize out, she was able to pay that off within a couple years. Mm-hmm. She was mortgage safe. By doing that, there's a product that I have that if you get into, only one person since 1999 till today has ever foreclosed with that product. There were 2.8 million people foreclosed in 2010 because of some other loans that they had that they couldn't tap their equity. Right. Had they been able to, they'd have been able to keep their home, keep their family, keep their kids in the same school. So it's a pretty inexpensive way to go out and protect yourself and never cost you anything unless it's absolutely necessary. And you're not taking it out of your 401k. You're not putting it on credit cards. It doesn't cause all that stress in your life. Where am I going to be able to make my house payment? Oh, I got it. I'm right here.
Sure.
So I can focus on the things that are important, which are my family.
So the key, again, is acquiring that right mortgage.
Again, it's knowing the right mortgage and how they work. And I recommend it to people all the time.
Yeah.
I just think it's a good one. I've had one for 12 years. Lucky I had it in 2008 because I was kind of, you know, market slowed down. I still had the same bills. They didn't go away.
Yeah, absolutely. None of ours did.
No, they stayed the same.
So what do you see in 2019, you know, for the whole housing market? You talk with a lot of realtors. You do a lot of business with realtors. I mean, what are they thinking?
We kind of all agree that the market's going to settle. It's, like I said before, it's going to go up 7-8%. But we think it'll probably settle around 2 or 3%. It doesn't mean it's going to die off. There's still going to be some great areas and different opportunities. But think of it this way. One of the things that's going to make it slow down is rates as they continue to go up. Because what that does is it may take you out of looking at that $500,000 house because of debt-to-income ratio. You might have to look at a 450 or a 430. Well, if there's not enough people looking at the $500,000 home, those prices are going to have to settle a little.
Right.
I still think we're fine, but I think that's coming. So understanding that market coming. Now, one of the benefits from rates going up is because rates go up, it allows more banks to get into the game of financing. When the rates were at 3.5%, there wasn't a lot of margins for banks to make money. So they offered very limited product. I've talked about it, the compound interest loan. Mm-hmm. That's the one they like because that's the most profitable to them. But as rates increase, the margins or profitability to the banks increase. Well, because of that, we're starting to see new loans. There are loans out now that are outstanding loans for self-employed people. There's a new product that just came out that is actually one of the, it is designed for buying investment properties and being able to pay off that investment property in 17, 18 years with just the rent money on the cash flow. Unlike a 30-year fix, because it's not compound interest, it's simple interest. So these products are coming out because the margins are there that more investors can get into the game. Now, they're still all regulated. They're not unregulated like they were in 2008. It's still very much regulated. Mm-hmm. But they're available because there's a profitability to the lenders that can do this to allow a lot of people.
Right. When you look at the whole fix and flip side, or doing something more along what Mike Hills comes on with us and talks about,
yes,
with Atlas Real Estate, of buying a house, sticking with it, and really seeing that. I mean, I guess both of them can have their advantages or downfalls.
You know, Michael gives you a very good case of why buying for the long term and looking at it as an investment is better than fix and flip. I got customers who do fix and flips. The guy that called this morning is fix and flip. He's become very profitable at doing that. Everybody has their specialty, but being able to have the right financing tool to make that work well for you is key to making that all work. The guy this morning that called, he's going to, you know, open up himself to about $520,000 worth of money so he can go out and buy fix and flips. That's going to work for him. Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's got the equity in his house. He can do it. And he controls the money. The bank doesn't tell him, yes, he can, no, he can't. So either one of those two systems, I'm a little bit more fond with Mike's way because it's a little less risky,
mm-hmm,
especially with this new loan product. You're pretty well protected as you go through the process. Even if the market crashes, you're still collecting rent. And he's talked about that.
Sure.
Now, on an investment property, there's three ways to make money. They're paying your loan amounts going down. You got cash flow, and the equity's going up. Well, if you lose one of them, you've still got two other ways you're making money.
Sure. So I love his thing of, you know, the 15-year mortgage rather than the 30, because, I mean, he's got kids. They're all young, but he's almost got it set up where each kid will own a house.
Oh, he does. When they're 18 years old, he's got probably their college education built into the equity on the home. That when he sells it, he just pays for their college. What a great concept. And we talked about it last time Mike was on the show. My processor just closed on her loan the other day, and the way it cash flowed with hers, it's about $1,200 a month. She's cash flowing at about $1,200 a month. Wow. She'll pay that thing off in about 16 years. Easy. And it's not her money doing it. Mm-hmm. They had to put the down payment, but in 16 years, they'll own the house, and they'll have $350,000 worth of equity, so it can take care of one of their kids going to school.
Right.
Great little concept.
Sure. Now, you mentioned self-employed. I want to hit that real quick because there's a lot of self-employed people. And we all try to take advantages of all the tax situations and write-offs and all that. So how tricky does that get then when you've paid all your bills good, got a good credit score? What happens then?
Well, one of the biggest problems self-employed people have faced is that the federal government allows you to write off certain business expenses that you have, so you have a less tax liability. The reason for that is because you're bringing more tax revenue into the state or the federal government because you're hiring people, mm-hmm. you're spending money. So they're getting it from the other side. The downside of that, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will look at your tax returns and look at what you're paying personal taxes on, not what your gross income was.
Gotcha.
Now, because of what's changing in the industry, they say within the next 5 years, 40% of all companies will be self-employed. Might be a corp, but they're self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
With that, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are realizing that they cannot continue to look at the tax return the same way as they have. So they're in the process of changing that. Well, when Fannie and Freddie does that, these other investors will say, okay, we want to get ahead of the game. There's investors out now, and we've done several of these in the last 30 days, where self-employed people may have, for example, $20,000 a month coming into them that goes into their business account. That now can become income. Depending on the job, they may count 50% of it or 80% of that as income. So that, let's say you're making $15,000, $16,000 a month. Bring in 20, they'll count 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
That's your income. What do you qualify for that? Because there's way too many self-employed people driving really nice cars.
Okay.
So you know they're making money. And the banks are starting to understand that. And in addition to that, they're more regulated than they were before. They don't have prepayment penalties. They're not at these super high interest rates, and they're not ARMs. They're fixed loans. They even will go up to 90% on a self-employed buyer on a purchase. They'll go up to 80% on a self-employed buyer if they want to buy an investment property. So the banks don't see the risk because they're able to prove there is income coming in.
Right.
So they're quite attractive right now.
So when you look at the investment properties, do you have to designate that right then on the mortgage? Because if you say, hey, that's not going to be my primary home or I'm never going to live there, are there different regulations kind of and guidelines for that?
If it's going to be your investment and you put down as primary, they have a thing called fraud, and they kind of get really upset if you do that.
I hate those five.
Yeah, actually, that's still the number one fraud issue in the country right now is people trying to buy investment properties and saying they're primary. The lenders are very much aware of that.
Mm.
There are things as second homes that you can buy. They kind of pay attention to that. Yeah, the second home has to be pretty much in a resort area and has to be more than 40 miles away from your primary residence. But as far as the investments, you have to designate right up front it's an investment property. The risk is a little bit higher. They normally require a little bit more money down to protect that risk.
Right. So this loan designed for these investment properties, it's sort of like the asset manager loan, which I'm sure we'll talk about before we get out of here today. But now it's on an investment property.
Yeah, it's on investment property and second homes. If you look at a second home, and there's, let's say you want to buy a property up in Breckenridge, it kind of works like the asset manager. I ran some numbers on it the other day. If you were to buy, let's say, a $700,000 property up in Breckenridge, two-bedroom, two-bath, house, condo, whatever it is, If you rented it out for only 20 days a month for 8 months and only 5 days a month for the other 5 months, and you put $700 a month aside for maintenance or HOA fees, you wouldn't have to put any money in and you'd own the house in 19 years. Because it takes, if you're renting it at $350 a day, it takes that money and it pays you. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to put the money somewhere else, so you leave it in the account that's tied to that second home. You can own a second home for almost no money out of your pocket on an Airbnb. There's such a great opportunity for that to happen now. And again, I'm not trying to say rent it out for a lot. I'm talking only 20 days. In Colorado, it's kind of easy to rent the property for 20 days and 8 months.
Sure.
Take the other 5 months and take 5 days. So it sits there empty. You get to go visit it. But from that rent, you can own that property in 19 years, and you didn't put in a dollar. So this new product, it's just like the asset manager. They're now doing it on second homes. So we're starting to see people, Airbnb, saying, okay, if I get this, I can rent it out. I've got a couple out of Colorado Springs. They've decided to do that. That's the product that they're going to go with.
Right.
It's not going to cost them anything. They got to put the down payment. But after that, and on a second home, you still need 20%.
Mm-hmm. Real quick before I break, Steve Hurley with your office does reverse mortgages, and he was talking on a recent show with us, too, that you can take some money out there and buy.
There's folks that owe nothing on their house, but they want a second mortgage so they can or a reverse mortgage so they can take some of the cash out. They're learning to turn around and they can take some of that and go out by that second home.
Mm-hmm.
Turn that into an Airbnb. They got a place to go, and it's again costing them nothing. Didn't hurt their reverse. They still can touch the money. So those are... You asked earlier about banks, why people don't go to banks versus us. Banks can't offer you this.
Sure.
They don't understand how this works. They don't help you see ways to take. Your biggest asset is your house. Your biggest liability is your house.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as you're paying attention to how it works and you don't get too risky, there's ways to use that money to improve your portfolio that many people don't pay attention to. I'm not telling you just take all your equity and spend it. But there's ways to sit down and look at that and make that work for you.
Right. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio, and a special edition of Your Money Matters with Kurt Rogers. Once again, Kurt's number, 720-895-0500.
Flesh and Beck are the attorneys you need after you've been injured due to the reckless actions of a drunk driver. Often victims of drunk driving accidents are forced to turn to their own insurance protection coverage to get their cars fixed and medical bills paid before receiving compensation, even though the drunk driver was at fault for the accident. When you are in an accident caused by someone who chose to drink and drive, unfortunately, getting the compensation you deserve isn't always as easy as you'd think. Insurance companies will bend over backwards to avoid a lawsuit, but only if they think they'll lose. And insurance companies know that if a lawsuit is leveled by a serious attorney and it goes to trial, the jury is allowed to decide on a monetary award for a sympathetic plaintiff who's been hit by a drunk driver. So a smaller injury settlement is in their best interest. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't settle for less than what you deserve. Call Flesh and Beck today at 303-806-8886 for the representation that will hold their feet to the fire and get you all the compensation that you deserve.
Let me tell you about one of my favorite stores, The Outdoorsman's Attic, a consignment store for all of your adventure outdoor gear. Hunting, fishing, camping, kayaks, live bait, survival gear, backpacks, sleeping bags, firearms, and ammo. Save 20, 30, 40, and even 50% on new and pre-owned items at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Mention Sportsman of Colorado and save up to 20% on your purchase. This offer excludes firearms and ammo. Never pay retail again. Big savings and friendly service is what you'll find at The Outdoorsman's Attic. Located at 2650 West Hamden Avenue in Sheridan. 303-781-3626. That's 303-781-3626. Check them out, outdoorsmansattic.com.
Still wondering if a reverse mortgage may be helpful to you? Steve Hurley here with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. Let's schedule some time. Your home or my office, the choice is yours, and let's get those questions answered. I understand that this type of mortgage isn't for everyone. You will never know for sure until you get those questions answered. Take aim at 720-895-0500. ask for me, Steve Hurley, NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Ladies, I know you're tired of walking into the local gun store and seeing the same old thing. So let me tell you about Rampart Firearms. Just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe and Sedalia, you will find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. And if you or your spouse love to hunt, Rampart Firearms is a great stop for all of your hunting needs. Shotguns, rifles, pistols, anything from predator hunting to your next big game trip. Head to Rampart Firearms at the foot of the Rockies. Open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And you will only pay a 4% tax on your purchase. RampartFirearms.com, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050.
Got a question for the station? Email info at CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and a special edition of Your Money Matters. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, along with Mr. Kurt Rogers from Affordable Interest Mortgage, exclusive mortgage provider for Haystack Help Radio, Senior Resource of Colorado, Sportsman Colorado Radio. Kurt, you're just the exclusive guy for all we do.
For all of it.
Hey, we appreciate it. All right, we're talking about investment properties and a specific loan that's designed for them. And when people first start talking about an investment property, I mean, are there some things you talk to them about before they get into this?
And Michael kind of mentioned it when he was on the show. One of the things we want to understand if you're thinking about getting into investment property is, what's your risk tolerance? Okay. Where are you at? Are you the kind of person who wants to buy a rental property that you would live in? Are you one that want to manage it? And that's okay. But we just want to know where what you're thinking, because it determines how successful that will be. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes you can manage your own property, sometimes you can't. Like he talked about, his father could not manage property next door to his house because he'd have shot the neighbor. It wouldn't have worked. But sometimes you can. So I want to know your risk tolerance. I want to know, if you go out to buy investment property, the first thing you'll notice is the rates are higher. Understand that the lender charges higher rates the higher the risk. The higher the risk means the more cost to them on foreclosures and defaults. So they just raise the rate up. That's just standard. Mm-hmm. That's Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, that's what they charge. So the risk is, and the down payment is normally higher. Some cases it's 20, 25%. So when you're getting into it, it's a little bit different. There are ways to buy investment property that are primary, but investment. And if you want to know how that works, you can give us a call. We can show you how to do that. But this product, it's got so many advantages to it that when you're buying an investment property, you're buying it for one or two reasons. We talked about earlier. Fix and flip. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it for X. I'm going to spend Y. I'm going to get Z. And Z better be pretty good, much better than X and Y.
Right.
The other one is, how does it cash flow every month? So most people will want to keep a property. The old myth used to be, and Michael proved me wrong, proved this to me, used to say you go out and buy an investment property, you keep it for 5 years and sell it. Not the case. That's actually not the right way to do it. Mm-hmm. As long as it's being rented, you continue to rent it out and you continue to keep it.
You're making your payment.
We talked about the equity. You're getting it three ways. They're driving your payoff down, which is your equity. You got cash flow. So you got money coming in every month. Even if the value doesn't hold, you're still making this money.
Sure.
Because you haven't sold it, so you didn't lose anything.
Right.
So it works out pretty well. Well, what this loan does is it works like the asset manager, does the same thing. So when you have an investment property, you should normally have a checking account that goes to that investment property. So all the funds that you get from it go into it. All the funds to expend for that property go out of it. It's much easier for balancing. You're not commingling funds. It's much easier at tax time. You should also make your investment property an LLC to kind of buffer you for any kind of lawsuits. But in the case that I have a client that about 2 months ago went out and financed one of his investment properties for about $300,000. He's collecting $2,100 a month, so it's cash flowing a little bit for him. But by going to this new product, he's able to cash flow at $800 a month. So by using this product here, the asset manager investment portion, he's able to pay that home off in 17 years and use nothing but the $800 that's left over sitting in the account, because it's basically paying him the same rate as he's paying on the mortgage. And he's able to pull $40,000 out, because you can take cash out with this loan and still have a lower payment. So for him, he just took 13 years off his mortgage, saved about $116,000 in interest on an investment property that he's not putting any money in. It's not costing him a dime out of his pocket. Now, if you've ever owned investment property, here comes the little caveat that I think is really exciting about this new product. Should you go along for, let's say, a year or two, and the furnace goes bad, or the air conditioner goes out, or you need a refrigerator, if you own investment property, that means you take it out of your savings account, or you take it on a credit card. Mm-hmm. You're spending money that you've already earned. With this asset manager investment property loan, just take it out of your equity. Because as you pay it down, you can reach right back and take it out. You're not touching any of the funds anywhere else. Should it be empty for 2 or 3 months, you're not worried about the payment, making that check. You're becoming mortgage safe on an investment property.
Right.
You can't lose either one of. So the advantage of having this type loan, it allows you to do so many things. With this client, in about 3 years, he will pull out enough money to go out and buy another investment property, because this one's feeding it. And then once he has that one, he pours that money back into it, and he adds a year and a half back to his mortgage. We've already sat down and talked. The opportunity to really grow an investment portfolio properly done with this loan has just magnified.
Right.
Mike, I've talked with Michael about it, and he just thinks it's wonderful what it's going to be able to do.
And the key is working with someone like him that, I mean, this is all he does.
So he
knows it inside and out. Someone like you that's got the different programs to sit down and figure out what's the best for you. Because if you work this right,
that's right.
I think a lot of people don't want to hear about, investment things because they've done things in the past and made mistakes, which all of us have.
Well, I own 12 of them, yeah. And I lost a lot of money in 08 on. Had I known Michael, I wouldn't have lost the money. So I was one of those people that did it all wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. I've lost all that money.
Right.
Yeah.
But when you got somebody where you got to put the down payment, whatever, but then you got somebody making your payment for you,
yep,
and building you equity, pretty good deal.
Especially when your payment goes down and you're able to mm-hmm. use that money. With Michael, like we just did with my processor, he was laser focused, be able to find this property, the cash flow at $1,200. When she does that, like I said earlier, she can pay it off in 16 years. 16 years on a $457,000 property. Cost her nothing but her down payment. And she'll have more of that in equity.
Right.
In 16 years. So that's quite a deal. That's about a 12 to 13% return on your money.
So what are we looking at right now, kind of from the time someone contacts you, get them approved to closing? I mean, what's that timing looking like today?
On the initial conversation, if we kind of go through things and we start the process from then to the close, it's actually, if it's a standard loan, I can do it in about 18 days, 20 days. One of these investments or asset manager, it probably takes 30.
Right.
It's not that long. Not anymore. It used to be, everybody was having bid wars and it was tough. No, mm-hmm. lenders were so busy. That's not the case so much anymore. So our time frame has been cut down.
And if you're wanting to look at this, let's bring up the two terms people get confused, pre-approved and pre-qualified. Very different.
Yes. If you pre-qualified means you've given me your basic information over the phone, I've run it through a system, and according to your information, those numbers fit, so I can pre-qualify you for a home. Pre-approved means I have to have made sure that somebody has underwritten the loan, whether it's Fannie, Freddie, or an underwriter. I got to make sure that they've underwritten that loan. They've seen your income documentation. Well, you may, and here's an example. You have somebody that's been working in the sales industry that's either been getting bonuses or commission checks or just extra money in overtime. I have to be able to prove 2 years. While you may be getting that money, the lender might not count that as income. Because they have to see it for 2 years, and they have to see that it's stable. If it goes up, it's a good thing. If it goes down, they won't count any of it. I've actually had people to where their commissions went down by 15% from the previous year. They won't let me count any of it. Not they won't let me count the less. They won't let me count any of it. So I have to be able to prove the income, because that's part of one of the regulations. I have to prove you have assets. So I have to have an underwriter basically look at this and say the only thing we need to close is the appraisal on the property. Mm-hmm. That's what a real pre-approval is. And most realtors, truthfully, don't want to get in the car without knowing that you've gone to someone and got a pre-approval. And they will ask, did you get a pre-approval? And if you say yes, say, who is it I want to talk to? Because they want to know it's a real pre-approval, because sure. The seller's going to ask that question. Where are they approved at? Not for how much, but where are they approved at? Right. Are we good to go? Because mm-hmm. they don't want to take the house off the market if you're not pre-approved. Sure. They don't want that to slow it down.
Right. So is it possible to have, let's say, the asset manager on your primary residence, and then if you want to do an investment property, you can get the asset manager for that as well?
Absolutely, and that's the part that is kind of exciting to me, because you can now do it on both. You can actually do it on a third property, which is a second home. That's a stretch, but you can do it on two properties, primary and investment, or primary and second home, or investment and second home, and not even own a primary.
Wow.
They've allowed that to open up. You have to qualify for it. It's the same qualifications for most banks. You got a debt-to-income ratio. You got to have a credit score of 700. You got to have 2 years' worth of provable income. Basic information that you have the ability to repay. Mm-hmm. That's what the bank looked for. Can you prove to us over the last 2 years, if you had this loan, could you make that payment? If you can, then everything else falls into place. They're going to say yes.
All right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Again, if you'd like to talk to Kurt, give him a call, 720-895-0500. Their website, aimortgage.net. We'll be right back.
Do not try to navigate the maze of Medicare on your own, because confusion can be costly. Group insurance analysts will lay out your options in a clear, thorough manner so you don't make a mistake. Unless you do your research, you could get stuck with a Medicare plan that doesn't work for you. As independent brokers, group insurance analysts will do the research for you so you get the best possible premiums. They'll check the networks so you keep your current doctor, and they'll find a prescription drug plan that provides the most coverage for your medications. You won't get this kind of personalized expert advice anywhere else. Furthermore, Group Insurance Analysts provides Medicare recommendations at no cost to you, the customer. Call today so that Group Insurance Analysts may put together an easy-to-understand report tailored to fit your needs in retirement. 303-423-0162. That's 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. Since 2004, it's been our mission to provide the highest quality of service and trust to every customer we serve. M4 Roofing and Gutters is a family-owned and operated company right here in Englewood, Colorado. At M4 Roofing and Gutters, quality customer service is our top priority. For a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project, call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600, or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and haystackhelp.com.
Take aim. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the asset manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take aim, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical, you'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500, their website, aimortgage.net. Truly your one-stop shop, as you can tell, all we've talked about today for your mortgage needs. If it's a new mortgage, investment properties, reverse mortgage, refinancing, whatever, they can help you out. Now, Kurt, we've been talking about this asset manager a little bit, and so let's kind of get into as much. We've got a few minutes left here, so let's talk about kind of the details of really how that works. And it's not for everybody, and you're the first one to say that, but it can be for a lot of people.
It's for more people than will do the loan, but it's not for everybody. Again, how the loan works is, and I've said this before, we're the only country in the world that does 30-year fixed mortgages. This loan was created in 1965 in Australia, and about 35% of all mortgages overseas in Europe, Australia, and other parts is this one loan because of the way they look at loans. What they did was they took a checking account and attached it to the mortgage. Most of us have a checking account. We put money in and we write our bills. Well, what happens with this loan when you do that? Instead of a compound interest where you pay interest first, by attaching the checking account to the mortgage, when you deposit your paycheck, you're paying principal first. So all of the money you put in that account goes to principal and drives your principal down. It's not compound interest. It's simple interest. Mm-hmm. So it's basically reimbursing you or paying you the same interest rate that you're paying on the mortgage. So let's say the rate's 5% and you deposit $5,000. They're going to pay you 5% on that money while it sits there till you spend it. They're going to take that money and apply it to the principal. So as your principal goes down, so does your payment, because it's simple interest, not compound.
Right.
So as your payment goes down every month, so does the amount of interest you're paying the bank or profit to the bank. So you're not just lowering your payoff and lowering your payment, you're lowering your interest rate because you're not paying as much profit. The profit determines the rate. The rate doesn't determine the profit. If you pay more money,
right,
you'll lower the profit to the bank, and they don't make that rate. This one you get to do with lazy money. This is money you're going to spend anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just paying you while it sits there doing nothing.
Sure.
And so by using it that way, it allows you to pay off your home faster without changing your spending habits.
So somebody that maybe gets some kind of bonus, something like that,
they stick, wonderful,
you know, 30 or 40 grand or something like that, stick that in there and let it sit there as long as you can. Right?
I was talking with a customer the other day. He was going to pay off his home in 18 years and 8 months with this product. He had $30,000 sitting and saving. If he just moved it, because the money's still accessible because it's sitting in your checking account, he pays off his home now in 15 years. He took 3.5 years off his mortgage just by moving
$30,000. Wow.
And he lowered his payment $279 a month. That's huge. I mean, that's a lot of money that, mm-hmm, you can save with money that's doing you nothing now.
Right.
So, yeah, we're seeing a lot of people that are starting to understand how it works. The average net interest rate on this loan is coming in the upper threes, because you're getting reimbursed money that just sits around, does nothing for you.
Right.
Currently. So it really kind of works.
And it's very
well,
easy, because, I mean, we've had many friends that come in and listeners that come in, and you sit down and you can show them exactly just a few minutes, because it's hard to grasp, because it does sound really, really
too good to be true,
but it is absolutely proven.
And we have this paradigm that, well, if your interest rate is 5 and I'm sitting at 3.625, my program's better than yours. And I showed that to customers. I go, no, you're going to pay to own your home about $260,000 with this loan, because you're being reimbursed. You're going to pay about $150,000. even though the rate may be higher, but because you're being reimbursed, you're not paying the profit, so you're actually paying less, and you own the home faster. And you have access to that money for 30 years. So, yeah, it's got a lot. I have a spreadsheet. If you're interested, give me a call. We can sit down, kind of go over the spreadsheet, and I can show you how it worked for you. If it works, fine. If it doesn't, it's okay. Like I said before, it's not for everybody. But it is something that if you're thinking about owning your home faster and being more mortgage safe, this is the loan that works the best.
Absolutely. About 45 seconds left, but I want to talk about this real quick, and then I know you got your disclosure you got to give. But there are a lot of new programs out there. There's first-time homebuyer things. You talked about veteran stuff, VA loans, all the different things.
Yeah, they're going to be raising the loan limits up. You're going to see more products come out. ARMs are going to get more competitive. The asset manager is probably going to go to 90% loan-to-value, which is a big improvement. There's always these new products because as the rates move, there's more opportunity. The self-employed borrower is going to actually have more options probably in the next 6 months. So it's not as bad for them. They're going to be able to be more competitive and get what they want.
Right.
So, yeah, there's going to be a lot of new stuff is coming.
Good deal. Your disclosure, sir.
7400 East Arapahoe Road, Suite 109, Centennial, Colorado, 80112. Our phone number is 720-895-0500. We are regulated by the Division of Real Estate and an equal credit lender.
All right, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. 720-895-0500. Give him a call. Let him help you out. AIMortgage.net. Thanks for joining us today for Haystack Help Radio and Your Money Matters. Check out our website, haystackhelp.com, and our helpline is always there for you. 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Hope you have a great rest of your day and leave it right here on KLZ 560.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.